Hare Krishna. So Krishna has been speaking about the pleasure that the person gets in spiritual life when a person attains higher state of Krishna consciousness. So he continues talking about the same thing even in this shloka, shloka number 24. So let's see that now.
Yontah sukhontara aramas Tathantara jyotirevayah Sayogi brahma nirvanam Brahma bhutodi gachati.
So yaha, he starts with the word yaha. One who, antah sukhah, the one whose happiness is within. Antar aramah, one who is active and rejoices within.
Tatha antara jyotir evayah,
the one who is inward, one whose aim is inward. And sa yogi, such a person is a perfect yogi.
Brahma nirvanam, he is liberated in supreme. And brahma bhuto bhuta adi gachati,
such a person actually attains the supreme destination. So here on one side it is talked about how the person is relishing, and the other side it is talked about he attains the supreme destination. Both the sides win-win. Even this life is relishing, and at the end of life is getting the ultimate goal achieved. Here it is given, unless one is able to relish happiness from within, how can one retire from the external engagements meant for deriving superficial happiness? So this is, again, a very easy point to understand. Till we don't get something higher, how will we give up lower things? Currently, our life has become so superficial. It's all superficial. It's a show-off life that all of us are living, unfortunately. We are living for others. And unfortunately, everyone around us are actually controlling us. Why? Because we are living a superficial life to impress people around. We don't understand one thing, that we cannot impress all the people all the time to the eternity. It's not possible. But still, there's always an endeavor that is put to impress people around. And by doing that, what are we doing? We're just living a superficial life. Superficial life gives superficial happiness. Only when the other person stamps us saying, oh, this person is very good. Oh, he's looking very nice. Oh, he's doing well, etc., etc. Then we become happy. It's almost like the other person has a remote control and he's, you know, playing, he's pressing a play button and we start laughing. if he presses a stop button and then we stop and we go into moroseness or lamentation. So what are we doing exactly in our life? We are living a very, very superficial life. Very, very superficial life. All thanks to the current modern education and the modern media that is there. And all the other things which are there, which are actually helping and encouraging the person, you know, to lead a very, very superficial life and die at the end very, very superficially. But then the pain will be very, very deep. Entire life is superficial, but the end will be very, very deep, painful situation. So one thing we have to understand is, unless and until we don't dive deep in spirituality, dive deep in our life, we will always remain on the superficial platform. So Krishna consciousness is that process, that procedure, which actually helps us to go deeper and deeper and deeper in our consciousness and to realize that great Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, he's always there as the eternal well-wisher and is always waiting for us when this person will come back to me. So, practice of Krishna consciousness will actually help us to do all this. Or else, currently whatever life we are leading, that's all superficial, unfortunately.
A liberated person enjoys happiness by factual experience. He can therefore sit silently at any place and enjoy the activities of life from within.
So, one thing is clear. At the end of life, all of us have to sit. Why am I saying so? Because in the old age, the situation will be very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. There is a nice shloka from Shankaracharya. He says, Angam Galitam. In the old age, what happens? Angam Galitam. The entire body, you know, it melts. Basically, it becomes very, very weak. Angam Galitam. Palitam Mundam. And what happens to the hair? It becomes white and then it becomes clean also after some time. Angam galitam palitam mundam. Dashana vihina jatam tundam.
And with time, slowly, one after another, all the teeth will fall. Jatam tundam. And then, vruddho yati grihatva dandam. The body will become so weak that finally the person will need an eternal non-living friend. That is the stick. But unfortunately, what happens, you know, at the end? Tadapina munchati asha pindam. Even at the end of life, the person is full of desires. Full of desires. Why? Because he has not yet attained enlightenment. So, old age is going to be very, very miserable. Very, very miserable for people who are not practicing spirituality in their young age. Why? Because in the old age, the person will become very lonely. People will start distancing, and then there will be no activity as such to do. The person will be bedridden, passing stool and urine on the bed, and so many diseases will be there. Moving on one side, there is a pain. Moving on the other side is one pain. The person will need someone to accompany him even in the toilet to attend the nature's call. To digest food, firstly, to chew the food, teeth are not available. And to digest food, the jatar agni, is very, very manda now. The fire to digest food, that has gone very, very low. So it will be a very, very pathetic situation in the old age. Very, very pathetic. And especially it will be very, very pathetic for those people who have led a very, very superficial life, impressing people. Because at the end of life, that person will realize that I have not done anything great. And he'll have really tough time. But a person who practices spirituality, a person who goes deeper and deeper and deeper in Krishna consciousness, that person's value will keep increasing and increasing and increasing. And in fact, even when he's completely bedridden, he's not able to do anything. You know what he can do? He can just close his eyes and relish Krishna consciousness, because now he's on the spiritual platform, and on the spiritual platform, he does not need this body. He's relishing thinking about Krishna. He's relishing chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He's relishing each and every aspect of Krishna consciousness, because now he's on a different platform altogether. So before we hit the old age, it is very important to become a very, very fully Krishna conscious person. And that, we have to do right from now, where every single day we are practicing devotional service very, very nicely. Then sitting at one place silently also, the person can keep smiling, and everyone around will be confused, what's wrong with this person? But he will know himself, nothing is wrong, everything is blissful, everything is right. So this meditation should be there for each and every devotee. When we are practicing bhakti, we should think that yes, I'm doing it, and immediately and as soon as possible I have to attain that spiritual realization, attain Krishna, by which at the end of life, I'll not be miserable, but I will be a person who will give hope to others, that even when you become old, you can relish what I am relishing by practicing Krishna consciousness. So our life will become an example for others. Here it is said that such a liberated person no longer desires external material happiness. So a person who is liberated, the person who has attained Krishna, that he will not have any desires, material desires. But a materialist will have a lot of desire. So it is said, tadapina munchati asha pindam. Even at the end of life, the person is full of desires. And on the deathbed, the person is saying so many things. Give me this, give me that. Don't take my money away. Oh, what happened to that person? So much of anxiety. At the time of death, the person is not able to give up his life also peacefully. So unfortunate. But a liberated person, free from material desires. This state is called Brahma Bhuta, attaining which one is assured of going back to Godhead, back home. So this is Brahma Bhuta stage. Brahma Bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kangshati. So person who is there on this stage of spirituality, on the stage of devotional service, that person will not have any hankering or any lamentation. He does not want anything and he does not lament for that is lost. This stage all of us have to reach, and we will reach. We have full confidence that by practicing this process of bhakti under the able guidance of a spiritual master, a realized, bona fide, Krishna conscious spiritual master, what happens? The person will slowly and steadily will get closer and closer and closer to the ultimate destination, that is Krishna. And when he attains Krishna, everything is blissful. So in this way, when we are practicing bhakti, when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every single day, we have to think, that am I doing my activities consciously? in a quality way or not? Or am I still postponing, oh, let me do it later, let me do it later? Or are we planning that devotional service can be done in the retirement time? If we are thinking all this, then we are in utter illusion, yes? So in this way, you know, we all can meditate every single day and take up devotional service more and more seriously, more and more enthusiastically, and relish Krishna consciousness as soon as possible, and relish, you know, till the end of life before giving the last breath. Now Krishna is going to continue and is going to give more symptoms of the one seeking satisfaction in spirit and not matter. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.